Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tim Hardaway Sr., former Golden State Warrior, former Miami Heat, should be in the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame. I know he will get inducted one of these days. Tim, good morning. Kate Chatsky, Bonte here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Thanks for joining us again. Good morning.
Good morning to you, too. Appreciate it.
No problem.
How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're doing great, man. We're enjoying the NBA playoffs. We saw your son get knocked out with the Dallas Mavericks against the Clippers. We'll discuss him in just a second, but we brought you on because we wanted to get your thoughts on what Mike Malone had to say to coach of the Denver Nuggets, and he said CP3 is arguably the best point guard of all time. So you're a pretty damn good point guard, one of the best point guards in the 90s. How do you view CP3? Is he arguably one of the best point guards of all time in NBA history?
I agree with Malone. I think he's arguably, one of them. After John Stockton, after Magic, after Isaiah, Steph and Steve Nash. But I think that, he's right up there. With what he's doing, I think he is having an MVP season myself. And I always tell people this, without him being on that team, the Phoenix Suns wouldn't be where they are today. Without him being on the OKC team last season, they would not have made it to the playoffs last season. So, I commend Chris Paul for going in there, not only being a stellar ball player, but a student of the game. He teaches those guys how to play, what they need to do to get better, how they going to win ball games, how they going to approach games. And he changed their whole attitudes about the game when he's on that team. And I commend him for that. And that's what a leader is supposed to do. And he's definitely a leader. And I definitely agree with Malone. But he's arguably one of the best point guards to have ever played this game. And even if he don't win a championship, just his leadership and what he has done out there on the court, with his teams, when it was with New Orleans, then when he went to the Clippers, then when he went to OKC, or even, if he didn't get hurt with the Houston Rockets, hey, man, who would have known? Mm-hmm. Who would have known what would have happened? So, it's a lot of things that if he didn't get hurt, how he will won a championship or get close to winning a championship. But I think he's right up there with the greats, no question.
What'd you think about the Jokic ejection in that game, Tim? Because, you obviously were super tough when it came to playing with the Warriors, but you played for some tough Heat teams, as well. Did you think it was okay to toss him in that game?
Back then, that would have been a common foul. That would have been no ejection. But now the way the game is going, yes, that is a flagrant 2 foul. He swiped him across the face. It was violent. And, he wound up and he, I think if he didn't hit him across the face, I think it would have been different. I think it would have been a flagrant 1. But since he did, hit him across the face violently, and, I think that was warranted of a flagrant 2 foul. And that's the way it is today in the NBA today. And you have to adhere by the rules, and we understand it back in the day in the 90s. No. It would have been different, but now it's different, and you got to play differently, and you got to play accordingly. And he kind of knew it. He wasn't really upset about it. He kind of knew it, but the way to go out, he was frustrated because he wasn't getting calls. But you don't want to go out like that with your team down 0-3. You got a chance to win, try to win at home to send it to a fifth game. And, you know, you didn't play the rest of the game, and you let your team out there hanging. So he's down about it.
Tim, let me just say this real quick. I mean, you grew up in Chicago. You know, you've been out here in the parks of Brandy Park in Oakland. Look at the pickup games. A lot of people are saying, oh, it was soft. NBA soft for this. You go do that on a blacktop. There's going to be a riot. There's going to be a brawl. Somebody's getting knocked out for doing something like that. The guy came with a karate chop.
No question. So it's going to be a fight now. And you know what? And that's what the NBA is trying to stop. You know, trying to stop malicious fouls. So it won't be a brawl. It won't be a fight. Exactly. It won't be, you know, somebody throwing punches or anything like that. That's what they're trying to get away from. And I think they're doing a great job of doing it, and they showing, and they looking at it, and I think, you know, going to replay and seeing a replay and saying, hey, you know, that was malicious, you know, that was violent, you know, yeah, you got to get thrown out for that, and I think they're doing a great job at doing that.
Talking with Tim Hardaway Sr. because it's the NBA playoffs. We got Mike Malone saying that Chris Paul should be in the conversation for the best point guard of all time. Then we've got the younger Isaiah Thomas saying that he has Steph Curry at the top of his point guard list right now. Speaking about changing the game, right? We're talking about hard fouls and how those have changed over the years, Tim. And I think Steph is interesting when it comes to this conversation, right? Because it all depends on if you consider him a point guard, if you, like Isaiah, say that he has completely changed the game, this is the new iteration of the point guard. So where does Steph Curry come into the best point guard of all time conversation for you, Tim?
He's right up there. He changed the game tremendously. I mean, coming down, shooting from half court, shooting from anywhere, you know, moving without the basketball, keep putting the own defense at, you know, on their heels. I think that, you know, he's right up there. You cannot discount Steph Curry's play and what he has done for this game of basketball in today's game in the last 6, 7, 8 years. You know, everybody wants to be Steph. Now everybody wants to be Steph and Damian Lillard and shooting them bombs and making, you know, great plays. So, I mean, Steph is right up there. You know, unfortunately, you know, he goes through these health problems here and there. But once he's healthy, once he's 100%, he's right up there. Kyrie Irving is right there, too. No question. I tell you this, and you know, I love the Bay Area. But if Kyrie Irving did not go down the first championship series, I think it would have been tough for the Warriors to win that first series against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Kyrie Irving is a problem. He is a definite problem. He showed you that when he was healthy the next year by making shots. So, yeah, you know, I hate to say that, but I mean, that's where I think we all think like that.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of truth to that, but also Steph was hurt the following
year. No,
so.
You can disagree, Joe Jackson.
Right. I ain't mad at that take, Harder.
Tim, we know that your son plays for the Dallas Mavericks, and you're probably watching this team every single minute that they're on the floor. What's going on with Luka?
Luka is Luka, you know. I think Luka needs to understand how to play the game a little bit more. I'm talking about control his team, making sure that the passes are right on time when he come off pick and roll, passing to the right players at the right time. I think he holds the ball just a little bit too much. I mean, you know, and not run offense, but you know, that's what I think. And I think that he as a point guard like Trae Young understands how to run offense, how to understand how to get his team the ball at the right time when they can catch and shoot when they open. You know, like a Chris Paul, you know, understanding how to control the game, but still get your 30. Mm-hmm. You know, you can still get 30 and still average 14 assists and 10 rebounds or 12 rebounds, 15 rebounds. You can still average a triple double, but you got to know how to run offense for your team and get your team involved. And because you get your own shot, Don Nelson always told me this, the basketball is going to find the best player on your team. Always. So when you move the ball around, when it's time for you to get the ball again, it's going to find you in a position where you could be a triple threat and take your man off the dribble, shoot the ball, have your defensive guy at your mercy. He got all the tools. He got everything. I just want to see him post up a little bit more. I don't want to see him jack up 30-footers, you know, at sometimes at the worst time of the games when they don't need that. I just want him to run offense and make it easier for his team. That's all. I think that's what a lot of people sees, but want him to do.
Tim Hardaway Sr. here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. Got a couple more for you here. When it comes to the Mavericks and your son will be a free agent after the season. And Mully, Darrell Wright, and I, we've talked about this a lot on the Warriors pregame show. Kate Shasky and I have talked about it on this show. We would love to see your son in a Warriors uniform. So, Tim Hardaway Sr., I'm going to put you on the spot as his agent, father. What is it going to take to get this young man in a Warriors uniform, man? Because they could use his scoring punch off the bench for sure.
That's up to Bob Myers. it's strictly up to Bob Myers. If he wants Tim, he know who his agent is, Mark Bartlestein. He has to talk to Mark Bartlestein. And, you know, they have to come up with an agreement. You know, first of all, does he want to come there? You know, second of all, will he flourish there? Yeah, I think he will flourish there. Do they have, you know, the money to get him there? Right. It's a lot of variables involved with that. And, you know, Bob Myers and everybody with the great Golden State Warriors staff that he has that's directing him and helping him out, you know, they're going to come up to a right conclusion. And if they think it's feasible for them, they will seek him. If they don't, they won't seek him. But that's not my decision.
Right.
You know, I would love him in Golden State Warriors uniform. No question.
We would love too. We want that to happen.
You know, I think he'll flourish. No question. But I'm just saying this. That is not my decision. I think that's up to Bob Myers and Mark Bartlestein to talk about it and see where it's at.
Smart man, Tim. Smart man. Draymond Green has said multiple times that he is the best defender in the NBA right now. Made the NBA all-defensive first team yesterday. Who is your best defender in the NBA?
First of all, congratulations to him and all the, NBA defensive team and second team. Draymond, when he's healthy, he goes out there and play hard each and every night, and give it his all. And for his height, he can stick 1 through 5, which is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And I commend him because he's out there and he has confidence that he can do it. If his team was at the top of, you know, the NBA and wins and not at the bottom, you know, trying to play into the playoffs, I think he would have had a legitimate chance of getting a defensive player of the year. But, you know, you got Rudy Gobert, and he's out there blocking shots, changing shots, doing all the things that he can do to help his team win on the defensive end. And, you know, that's what it's all about. And I say this about the Golden State Warriors. Draymond Green is the head of the snake for the Warriors. If you cut off his head, there's no more snake and there's no more toughness for the Golden State Warriors, because he bring the toughness, he bring the energy, he bring the charisma, and he brings the confidence to that team. So he's most definitely a lot of things for that team. He wears a lot of hats for that team. But if you cut his head off, it's tough. It's really tough for them.
Who was the toughest defender you ever went up against?
You know, you got Gary Payton, of course. You got Alvin Robinson back in the day.
Wow.
Mm. Derek Harper.
Oh yeah.
You had those guys. Even Dennis Johnson. I played against him a couple of times. You know, you had some really good defense. We got Maurice Cheeks. you know, was a good defensive player. Yeah. So even, you know, and I'm going to tell you, even Charlie Ward and even the other guard that was there.
Chris Childs?
Yeah, Chris Childs. You know, he was a good defender too when he was with the New Jersey Nets and with the New York Knicks. So he was a good defender too. So yeah, you know, they gave me problems too.
Michael Jordan give you problems?
No, he was too tall. he couldn't move his feet as well as the little guards could.
And he
knew it too.
The UTEP two-step. Tim Hardaway Sr., we're pulling for you to get in that Hall of Fame next year. I know you're not tripping about it, but hey, look, Tim, we always love talking to you. We love your perspective. Take care, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Y'all be safe. Thank you very much.
No problem.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.